Have you heard Obama is a Muslim? Vaccines can cause autism. Some herbs can actually cure some incurable diseases. Spreading misinformation, either for personal benefit or due to assimilation during transmission, has always existed in the world. But today, with the internet boom, it has taken a new shape. Hi, I am Vicky. This is Living in 21st Century. Octavian circulated rumors about Mark Antony being a drunkard, womanizer, and a slave of Cleopatra, which led to Mark Antony's death. In Middle Age time, a misinformation in trend about Jewish community killing an infant led to all Jews in the city getting arrested, tortured, and even burned alive. In early modern days, when newspaper became mainstream, rumors about an astronomer seeing a bizarre life form in moon went widespread after a popular daily printed it in its article, which turned out to be a publicity stunt to get more subscribers, and it had no solid source. With internet boom in the 90s, which began so information can be passed more effectively and quickly, misinformation also found its way into the system, and without any proper centralization, it became difficult to stop or analyze information that started circulating. Misinformation in today's world found a new route to reach people through social media. Russian agents created a lot of fake Facebook pages to spread misinformation and influence the Americans during 2016 elections. Facebook and Google blocked a lot of ads and pages which were fake and allegedly handed by Russian government. A fake news stating a corona-affected person ate in Korean town led about 50% loss to restaurants in Koreatown. Social media giants have taken initiative and they run a fact check of suspicious information which are posted online. There are sites like factcheck.org which aims at debunking false information which are spreading through public post. They are not always effective. The struggle gets difficult when it spreads through personal chats. Though social media can remove publicly posted false information, personal chats and group chats are often encrypted, and there is a little these apps can do to stop spreading misinformation through a forward message. There are nearly 3 billion people online, and false news through messaging apps impact ranging from false knowledge to data stealing to even as severe as killing of innocent people by group of people who believe in the information without checking its authenticity. When we receive a message, the more we know a person, the more we trust them. So if the person we trust sends us a message, we tend to believe the message more. We can control the spread of misinformation that's been spreading through the social media or any other medium. And all we have to do is understand and have some basic awareness. First of all, you have to understand what is a forward message. For a forward message is a message that we receive from a sender, but it's not written by the sender. He's forwarding us a message which someone sent to them. And next, we have to understand that photos and videos can be edited or morphed to mislead people into believing what's not true. And just because information is viral doesn't mean it's true. If information conflicts with your biases and belief, the information is likely not true. Checking the source of the information is always helpful. Make sure there is a credible source. If there is not a credible source or no source, the information is likely false. Check it with fact-checking sites or news. If there are multiple credible sources giving a particular information, it is likely true. Don't share information just because the sender urges you, saying it will give you rewards or help you avoid some punishments. If you are suspicious about an information, ask the sender to fact check the information, and these steps can help us prevent the spread of misinformation. One of the fact checking websites is factcheck.org. In 21st century, we no more need to hunt for information. We have abundance of information. But what we have to do is to carefully scrutinize the information and check its authenticity before we share it or believe it. That's it for today. It's Vicky signing off. Bye-bye. Thank you.